I recently asked my Kleist Etiquette Facebook fans how they feel about people talking on cell phones in public places like the grocery store or coffee shop. Several people responded that they hated it, and yet some of those same people stated that they do it themselves. I had to admit that often when doing the weekly grocery shopping, I will call my husband, who makes the grocery list, for clarification. But I do it very quietly and out of the way of others. One woman said we should never do it and instead suggested we text the message. Another said it's rude, plain and simple, and we should never text or call in public. I am fine with texting in public as long as you're not meeting with anyone, you're not walking, you're not interfering with others, and you're not doing it while being helped by the cashier. I'd like to share a few more tips on texting. I recently received a text from someone I don't know very well inviting me and my husband to an event. I didn't recognize the phone number and the person did not sign her name. I had no idea who it was, and I felt embarrassed having to ask. Texting is similar to instant messaging. It's somewhat invasive and it's pretty personal. It's not appropriate to text people you don't know very well. Some people don't have texting plans and get charged for every text they receive or send. I know, shocking, isn't it? Well, I used to be one of those people. Texting or talking on the phone or when meeting with others is absolutely wrong. I have had several occasions now where the person I'm meeting with answers their phone and talks for a few minutes while I sit there and stare at the table and listen to their half of the conversation. I can't tell you how uncomfortable it is for me. Usually I get up and busy myself doing something else to A, send a signal that I won't sit for this, and B, to not have to listen to their conversation. A friend forwarded me an article in the Seattle Times about why it's so annoying to hear someone talk on their cell phone. It was based on the research that we can't tune out what's called a half-a-log, that is, only half of a conversation. We can tune out a monologue or a two-way conversation, but not half of a conversation. The article stated, researchers believe this is because we can't predict the speech pattern of a half-a-log the way we can with a monologue or two-way conversation, making it harder to ignore. So there you have it, research that states why listening to someone talk on their cell phones is so annoying. My advice? Put your cell phone on silence and put it away anytime you are with people. If you must make or take a call, do it away from others and keep your voice down. I'd love to hear your pet peeves about cell phone use and texting. What really irks you? Leave a comment on kser.org or email me at arden@kleisetiquette.com. This is Arden Kleis with Kleis Etiquette for KSER.